Thank you for joining in that song. It's a lovely song. God is our shield and our defender, and it is good that we have him so. There are several of our members who are struggling with various problems or challenges that were mentioned this morning, and some others. John Phillips, of course, continues to battle back for his health there in MD Anderson in Houston. His treatment for his leukemia was successful, but of course now the transplant of the stem cells needs to take hold, and we're hopeful that that is happening, but it's a long haul, and we need to continue to pray for him. I got a call this morning from Norm and Terrell. They were having some house problems this morning that needed immediate attention, and so they were not able to be here. Mike Jackson had a car breakdown in Matagorda and couldn't make it. So lots of members with challenges and problems. We need to pray for each one of them. I've been talking this month about knowing our enemy. And I've talked about the devil. Talked about demons, and I've talked about the world, and all of these things present challenges to us, would undermine our redemption, would take our souls away. But there is one enemy that is quite insidious, and it is ourselves. That very often we are our own worst enemy, and in fact, there is within each one of us an enemy of sorts that needs to be fought. We are fighting a struggle against not just flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is the passage we've been using and talking about, this fight that we're in. It's a fight between good and evil. It's a fight between the forces of heaven and the forces of hell. We are engaged in that fight. It is the most important fight that any of us can engage in. It's the fight for our very souls. It's the fight for our eternal fate. It's serious, and it's ongoing. We need to not only be aware of it, we need to be engaged in it. So we're fighting the devil, and we're fighting the world. And sometimes, very often, we're fighting ourselves. You see, the darkness that we fight is also inside of us. Because within each one of us, there are desires that work against us. We are spiritual beings inhabiting physical bodies. And our physical bodies are like animals. And as animals, we want things. We desire things. We crave things. We hunger. We thirst. We lust. Our physical bodies present challenges to us in our effort to live a spiritual and righteous life. And we have to fight that battle. Our soul is at stake. Our spirit is fighting against our flesh. And we often lose those skirmishes. We certainly need to be aware that they are taking place. We have to recognize our inner enemy and fight it. We're going to look at a series of passages this morning that talks about this fight. But you need to recognize the fact that in the world that we live in, this battle is not even recognized. The world we live in acts as if, or talks as if, these urges and feelings and motivations that we have are perfectly legitimate, that they need to be given into, that they need to be encouraged. As Christians, we know better. We ought to know better. We ought to know that there is a struggle within each one of us, a desire to do good and a desire within our flesh to do wrong. And that we need to be engaged in that fight, in our consciousness. Look at this passage in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 and 22. 21, 22. Jesus says, "For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly." We often see all of those things being done by other people, and we condemn those other people for doing those things. But those things are in all of us. The desire to do them, the temptation to commit these sins, they're within each of us. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to recognize that we are all inside of us, in our flesh, that we are desirous of doing certain things that we know are wrong, that we should not do. And when these things come out in our behavior, they come out because they're within us to begin with. Jesus says, all these evils come from inside and defile a person. Now, we don't have to let them dominate our life. We don't have to let them make our decisions for us, these desires that we have. In fact, what we're called upon to do is to turn away from these desires, to deny them, not to deny that they exist, but to deny their call. And that's an awfully difficult thing to do. In fact, no one of us does it perfectly. And that's why we sin. We give in to those desires, those impulses, and we do something that we would rather not do. That part of us, the spiritual part of us, tells us, I hate that. I don't want to do that. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 7. Now, this passage in Romans chapter 7 is long, and I'll just read some of the verses from Romans 7. And I'll grant it to you that I believe that Paul is talking in this instance about the call of sin that he experienced before his regeneration, before coming to Christ. It's a battle that he acknowledges and confesses that he could not without Christ win. And in fact, what we have in Romans chapter 7 is a description of the man before Christ who cannot win the battle against the inner enemy. But then at the end of chapter 7 and going into chapter 8, Paul talks about the victory that we have over our inner enemy through Jesus Christ. But let's talk about this battle as it exists in the unregenerate man in Romans 7, verse 15. Paul says, "For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." He says in verse 16, "Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." Verse 19, he says, "For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." Verse 21, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand." Verse 22, "For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." It's frustrating, isn't it? You know the person that you want to be. You know the behavior that you want to do. You know the person that you want to be known for and known as by the people around you. And yet time and time again, you find yourself doing and saying things that are not that person that you want to be. We all experience this from time to time. I want to be a kind, generous person. But sometimes I find myself being mean. I don't want to be mean. Where did that come from? I like to think about myself that I'm not a mean person, that I'm not an ugly person, that I'm not a person who is intentionally malicious. And yet I hurt someone's feelings. And I say something that hurt their feelings. And I said that something to hurt their feelings, and I meant to do it. At least part of me meant to do it. How do you understand that? Well, Paul says, I don't understand. I don't understand. You see, there is within us, within each one of us, within our members, these impulses, these desires, selfishness, covetousness, an ego, pride. They're all seated within us. And they surge up and they want to express themselves in word and deed. And there's this other part of us that says, no, that's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. That's not right. It's ugly. It's dark. And those two parts of us are fighting within us. I mean, just on a very basic level, I want to be generous to my wife, but I also want that last Halo Top ice cream that's in the freezer. And so I have a battle, you know, to eat the ice cream or to let Peg. Do I let Peg have the ice cream? Huh? I don't always win that fight. But when it comes to all of the choices that we make in life, we don't always make the right choices. And that's because of the enemy within. And it's in us. We have to acknowledge that, recognize that. James chapter 1 and verse 14. But each one, James 1, 14. Each one, you, me, everybody. Each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. You know, there's a popular saying that used to go around. The devil made me do it. You ever hear that phrase? The devil made me? Well, here's the reality. Yes, the devil had a role to play. The devil is the tempter, but he doesn't make anybody do anything. And certainly, we are not innocent in that temptation because there is within each one of us those desires. And when we allow those desires to carry us away, when our consciousness, our will, and we have a will, we have control. When our will makes a choice to give in to the desire that entices us, that's when we commit sin. James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. Why can't people get along with each other? I mean, people say, I just want to get along. Everybody thinks that. Everybody says, I just want to get along. But we don't get along. We fight and we quarrel. We fuss. Why? Because there is within each one of us the desire to be selfish. The desire to get what we want, regardless of how it affects somebody else. And that's a fight. That is a fight within each and every one of us. And on a pretty regular basis, we lose that fight. It's what makes the world the way that it is. We've got to beat our enemy within. But how can we? I mean, Paul, obviously, in Romans chapter 7, talking about his unregenerate state before Christ, he says, I can't win. I just keep doing the things that I don't want to do. I keep violating what I know is right. How can I win? Well, that's why we're here this morning, brethren. Because there's only one way to win that fight. And that's through Jesus Christ. Because without Christ, you lose. You lose. And you lose and you lose. And in the end, you lose because you're guilty. I'm guilty. We're all guilty. And this is what Paul says there in Romans 7, verses 24 and 25. He says, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? See, I have this body that just keeps pulling me down. It keeps pulling me down. And I don't want to do those things, but I find myself slipping up and doing them. I try not to do them, but I do them anyway. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know what Jesus did on the cross? In the crucifixion of his flesh, he mortified the flesh. He conquered the flesh. And in his death and in the sacrifice that we have honored this morning by taking the elements of the Lord's Supper, in his sacrifice, he defeated the flesh. He defeated those impulses. He won that great victory for you and me. And when we sin, and when we have those lapses, it is his blood and his sacrifice that can take our guilt away. In Jesus Christ, we win. As he goes on to say in Romans 8, verses 1 and 2, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That is the answer. That's where the victory lies. In Jesus Christ. Outside of Jesus Christ, you are on your own and you lose. You are a loser to the battle with the darkness that is inside of you. You can't win. You're not going to win. But in Jesus Christ, you can. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. We have forgiveness in Jesus. We triumph in Jesus. Brethren, we're not here this morning because we're perfect people. We're not here this morning because we're necessarily even good people. We're here this morning because there is within us sin and darkness that needs to be fought, and it needs to be conquered, and it can only be conquered through Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ. That is why we're here this morning. We are Christians because we can't win without Christ. And through the Spirit of God that we have in Jesus Christ, as Paul goes on to talk in Romans chapter 8, but also here in Galatians 5 and verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We develop through Jesus Christ a relationship with God by which His Spirit dwells in us. And we are changed. We are altered. Our conviction that is brought by our obedience to the Word of God, that conviction, that closeness, that relationship, the Spirit of God, it helps us. It helps us to break the pattern of behavior. It helps us to deny the flesh. As he goes on to say in verse 17, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. And yet, with the Spirit of God and of Jesus Christ, as Christians, we can defeat the flesh. Through the resolve that we have in Jesus Christ, it matters to us. The people in the world, they're not fighting those impulses. They don't have the resolution that we have. They don't have the commitment that we have. They don't have the calling that we have in Jesus Christ. We live a different life because it matters to us, this this calling, this redemption, this connection to Jesus. Look what Paul says again in Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. See, that's an advantage that we have. We put Christ on. And it matters to me that I'm a Christian. It matters to me that I have the name of Jesus Christ on me. And this shield and this protection and this help and this relationship, it matters to me. When you enter into a marriage and that marriage matters to you, it changes the way that you act and the way that you think about other people, about other men or other women. Because that marriage matters to you. You have a resolution, a resolve. Well, we have a relationship with Jesus Christ that matters to us. And we don't want to think about gratifying the desires of the flesh anymore. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27, Paul puts it this way. He says, I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. We stand up for the Lord and for Jesus and for the gospel. And that means something to us. And so we practice discipline and we exercise discipline. And we say, I am not going to say that. I mean, I feel like saying that hurtful thing, that mean thing. I feel like being insulting. But I deny that impulse. And I may have a desire that is lustful and out of line. And I say, no, I'm going to fight that because I'm a Christian. I'm going to discipline my body. Those desires, those cravings, that's not who I want to be. And in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ, I can beat this and I will beat this. And we do. Galatians 5 and verse 24. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That's what we do. We put them right there on the cross. With the flesh and body of Jesus, whom we have honored this morning, we put our desires and our passions right there on the cross and we crucify them. Jesus died for me. He died for my sins. And I'm not going to keep committing them. I'm not going to keep doing that. And that's the heart that we have. That's the spirit we have. That's the conviction that we have in Jesus Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. Paul says in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer me that lives. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is the conviction. That's the resolution that we have in Jesus Christ that helps us to win that battle. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. Now, we're still in the fight. Fight's not over with. We're still fighting. But we are fighting with a champion on our side. And we are fighting with hope and assurance and conviction and the Spirit of God. And the encouragement of the church and the encouragement of our fellow Christians and the encouragement of the Word of God. Brethren, I encourage you. I call on you. Abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. And through prayer, we pray and we pray. And when we feel tempted, we pray some more. And if you feel like saying something or doing something that's out of line, you stop right there and you pray. As Jesus says to his disciples to pray, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors, Matthew 6, verse 12 and verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And through Jesus Christ, we can take that prayer to God the Father, and he will answer that prayer and help us and give us that way of escape. And Jesus says in Mark 14 and verse 38, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And our flesh is weak. But our Lord is stronger. And we need to pray to our Father through Jesus Christ and ask Him to help us to fight that temptation and to win the victory over the flesh. And we can. And we do. Believe you me, we are better people than we would be without engaging in this fight. Because we're fighting, we're better than we would be. And we're not saved because we're better people. We're saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But part of that being in Christ is being the better people. We don't do the things that the world does. We may have occasional lapses, but we're not like the world. And that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. And all of the battles that are taking place in this world right now, all of the enemies that are being fought, the greatest fight, the most important fight, is the fight that we, in this congregation, that we wage every day against those inner impulses, against the devil. We fight the most important fight, and we're winning in Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning, you're winning. If you've prayed with us this morning and sang with us this morning and said hallelujah to God Almighty, who is our shield and our defender, and He lifts up our head, you are winning. If you have taken the elements of the Lord's Supper and with a sincere heart reflected on the flesh and the blood of Jesus that was offered for your sins, and you thanked Him for that, you are winning. And by listening to these words this morning and thinking about your own resolution, your own conviction, the person that you want to be, that you're striving to be in Jesus Christ, you are winning. In conclusion, there is evil in this world, and sometimes that evil is inside of me. But we can beat it, and we are beating it through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ, because without Christ you can't win that battle. You are not going to win. We're going to sing this song now. He hideth my soul. Is He hiding your soul? Do you find protection and deliverance from your own darkness in Jesus Christ? If not, you can name the name of Jesus this morning. You can be baptized for the remission of your sins and call on the Lord to take your sins away. And you turn in your heart, you resolve in your heart to turn away from sin and to be that person that you can be in Jesus Christ. You can win that fight in Jesus Christ. If you want to do that this morning, come, as we sing the song to encourage you, come right now.